We begin our call this morning with the head coach of the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about tournament preparations, you guys certainly finished the season strong with a couple of wins last week over Delaware and Drexel, four-game winning streak coming into the tournament. Talk about the two games last week and what your team did well.
Well, I mean, you know, we played pretty well the last four games, two on the road and two at home. And so we did a good job of sharing the ball. We defended pretty well, and we were able to use a lot of our bench. We had a lot of bench that contributed for us. So, you know, we really played well last week, and hopefully we can continue to build on it.
What are some of the keys as you look at your team heading into this tournament, looking at the possibility of winning three games and a championship? What are some of the keys for your team this weekend?
Well, I mean, I think our bench has to continue to help us so we can play a lot of guys. And then I think we just got to stay true to who we are. I mean, this time of year, you know, you just got to be true to your core. You just got to do the best you can to the best of your ability. It's going to be short. It's going to be short preparation for some of these games. So your defensive principles, your standards, it's more important to have those things under control and be sharp with those things versus worrying about how you're going to guard the other team and what are the things that they're going to do. Because, like I said, it's going to be a short turnaround. If you're fortunate to win the first game, then the next game coming quick. And so you just got to stay really true to who you are.
You guys have the opportunity to get an opening round bye. Don't have to play Friday this year. How big of a benefit is that for you?
You know, I don't know. You know, we never had a first round bye. In the 3 years that I've been here, we always, you know, both playing on the first day. So I'm not 100% sure. I would think it has a benefit to it, but I've never experienced it. My staff and the players, they never experienced having a bye. So we really don't know yet until we go through it this time. I hope it'll help us in terms of giving us an extra day to prepare, and we have fresh legs. I hope it'll help us.
We're here with Charleston head coach Earl Grant. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one key if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Alex Riley with Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. You were kind of touching on it a little bit right there. Obviously, you guys have never had that first-round bye since you've been there. Now you have it. Not only that, you're coming in with some confidence, the four-game win streak. How important is that going into tournament time to have a team that has that confidence and is kind of peaking at that right moment? Just how important is that this time of year?
I mean, I don't think it can hurt. You know, obviously, I think now everybody's undefeated, you know, because this is another season coming up. You know, everybody trying to play for the big trophy, so everybody's undefeated. So I don't think it can hurt going in with confidence, but, you know, you certainly got to try to prepare this week knowing that everybody playing for the one big prize and only one person can get it. So this week of preparation is important, and, you know, just coming into the tournament and try to do the best you can. But I would think it beats the alternative. If you're coming in feeling good about yourself, it has to be coming in, you know, licking your wounds, I think.
Does playing in your own backyard help, Will? Do you think the fan support?
I have no idea. Like I said, it's the first year of the tournament. You know, it's a lot of unknown. So the only thing I know is, you know, we got practice tomorrow, and we got to try to have a good practice. And that tournament's going to get here, and everything's going to take care of itself. But I don't know. It's a new year for it being in North Charleston, so I don't know what that does until we get there and see, you know, what the atmosphere is like.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of John Tito with HoopsHD.com.
Hi, Coach. Just wanted to ask about experience. You guys have such a young team this year with very few, if any, seniors, whereas a team like Wilmington has the senior leadership of Chris Flemings and Denzel Ingram. Do you feel like you're ready to contend right now, or do you think, like, next year you guys are going to make the leap and be even better?
Well, I mean, you know, I think we got a good team now. We are young, but we are experienced. You know, our sophomores played a lot last year. They started a lot of games and played a lot of minutes. And our juniors are very experienced. And so, and then we got some freshmen that are starting to help us off the bench. So I think we got good experience. You know, we're just going to do the best we can this year, you know, and then next year take care of itself. But I like our team. It's going to be very competitive games, but hopefully we can continue to get better this week in practice and then give it our best shot in the tournament.
Earl, one of the guys that has certainly come off a huge week is Jarrell Brantley, back-to-back 20-point, over 20-point, 10 rebound games in your two wins last week. And he certainly established himself last year as one of the league's best players, earning Rookie of the Year, but has seemingly been taking this game to a different level. Can you talk about the year that he's had and how he's gone, how he's improved from year one to two?
Yeah, you know, he's a very confident kid, really believes in himself, and he's always in the gym. He's a gym rat. And obviously he's still young. He's only a sophomore, but he's made a huge jump from freshman to sophomore year. There's still, you know, a few things that he really can improve on and even take his game to another level. I don't think he's reached his ceiling yet. But I do think that the fact that he's always in the gym and he really believes in himself, you know, he want to have a future in the game of basketball. You know, I think that's why he's having so much success. But very good kid, you know, good leader, a hard worker. And I think it's just all the accumulation of the hard work, you know, being a gym rat and being a good person is starting to pay off for him a little bit.
Just still building a little bit on Alex's question, just being down, obviously, in the Charleston area, do you sense some excitement and anticipation for the tournament here this weekend?
Well, I mean, I think people are excited, you know, whether it be people here in Charleston or whether it be people from other schools, you know, wanting to come down. It's going to be good weather. It's good food. It's a good venue. So I think the ticket sales are up, you know, from what it was in Baltimore. And so I think there is a great level of excitement. And I think that the city is ready to see some good basketball. I mean, we got a great tournament coming to Charleston. I mean, it's a high-level tournament. There's a lot of good teams. And so I think people are excited. And we're excited as well. But like I said, you know, first time being in Charleston, we don't know what that means. We just know a lot of good teams are going to be here. And we need to make sure that we put ourselves in the best position this week with our preparation to have a chance to be successful. But I think there is a lot of excitement and people talking about it.
All right, Coach Grant, I appreciate your time today and all season long on the calls, and look forward to seeing you down in Charleston later this week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.